Welcome to the Cool English Podcast, where I bring you English vocab, culture, pronunciation, and much more.
Hello, I'm John, your host and the creator of Cool English. Whether you're learning or teaching English, join us for a fun and informative journey. Every week, we cover a range of topics to help students and teachers of all ages. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode. Hello, today we'll be talking about theme parks or amusement parks and the vocabulary or phrases you might need when visiting places like Disneyland or Universal Studios. This is a great set of travel vocabulary to learn, so let's get started. There are three sets of 10 words, ranging from easy, then medium, and finally hard. Let's start with the first set of words. The first word is character. C-H-A-R-A-C-T-E-R, character. And a character are the actors in costumes of the famous movie or cartoon roles. So when you go to the park, you want to meet Mickey Mouse or Buzz Lightyear. These are the characters that you want your picture taken with or shake hands or hug when you meet them at the park. The next word is line, L-I-N-E. And line is when people are waiting all together, normally in a row. So lines for the rides are one of the worst parts of going to the amusement park. You have to wait in line before you can go on the fun rides. After that, we have locker, L-O-C-K-E-R. Locker is a small, lockable box to keep your things. So when you go on the rides in the park, you don't want your cell phone falling out of your pocket. In fact, most rides today don't allow you to keep things in your pocket. So you have to put your keys or your cell phone or your camera in a locker. Next, we have map, M-A-P. And map is a picture showing all of the places inside the park. It's very good to look at a map to organize your day and see where you want to go or how to get to the next ride. Nowadays, you can get a map on your phone in the app of the park. After that, we have parade, P-A-R-A-D-E, parade. Parade is when many people walk or in vehicles going in the same direction as part of a celebration. So in Disneyland, I think two or three times a day, they'll have parades that you can stand on the side and see all the characters going down in their costumes and either dancing or singing to some music. Next, parking lot or garage. Parking lot, P-A-R-K-I-N-G-L-O-T, and garage, G-A-R-A-G-E, are areas where cars or other vehicles may be left temporarily. Parking lot is an open area to leave your car, while garage is a closed area to leave your car. It's common when you park in the parking lot or you leave your car in the garage, you should remember where you parked because it's such a big parking lot in the amusement park, you might forget when you leave the park that evening. Next, restrooms, R-E-S-T-R-O-O-M-S. Restrooms are public rooms containing toilets and sinks. So you drink a lot or you eat throughout your day, you might need to use the restroom. Sometimes you can call the men's room or the ladies' room. Some people say bathroom. All of those are acceptable. So you might ask, excuse me, where is a restroom? Next, rides. R-I-D-E-S, rides. These are the mechanical structures that move people around to create enjoyment. There are many types of rides at the parks, from roller coasters to carousels. And these are the reasons we tend to go to amusement parks, is to ride the rides. You wait in line to go on a ride, and some of them are scary, and some of them are just fun. Next, souvenir, S-O-U-V-E-N-I-R, souvenir. Souvenir is something you buy to help you remember a place or an event. It's common to have souvenir stores at the park, where you can buy many things with the characters or logo of that park. You might get a Mickey Mouse doll or hat, maybe a t-shirt, and these would be considered souvenirs to help you remember your visit. Finally, we have ticket, T-I-C-K-E-T. Ticket is the piece of paper or small card that gives you the right to enter the park. So to get into the park, you need to buy a ticket. And sometimes these tickets can be quite expensive. So people like to look for deals. There are sometimes adult tickets, which are one price, where children or kids tickets are normally a cheaper price. So let's review those 10 words. First, we have characters, line, locker, map, parade, parking lot or garage, restrooms, rides, souvenir, ticket. Okay, I hope that helps on your next trip to the amusement park. Please stay tuned for part 2 in the 3 parts of amusement park vocabulary. And check out coolenglish.net for a full review with videos, games, and much more. Have a great week.
Do you want to learn
English?
Cool
English.
Do you want to learn
cool English?
Cool
English, dude. English.